Back inside the PNC studio at Halas Hall, Dan Jiggetts, Chris Bowden with you with our season debut edition of Bears Recap. Let's dive a little bit deeper into some of the offensive changes. First and foremost, kind of a change. The guy was around last year, but finally the number 7 overall pick from the 2015 draft, Kevin White, able to get on the field. And while the learning process, you could tell, was continuing for the first three exhibition games, that last game in Cleveland finally got into the mix. And I think it was good that John Fox forced him in to try and get into a little bit of game rhythm.
Yeah, and I was glad to see they didn't just run him on a bunch of deep routes and just let him fly down the field. He started doing the hard work, you know, the stuff underneath, the stuff across the middle, because you want to find out what a guy's really got. And he wants to find out what it's really like to get in and get popped a couple of times before everything counts for real. And I think what you saw is a lot of what you expected to see. A guy who, you know, can catch the football, obviously, and has got some speed and some durability. Had some, the one issue that I had with him was drops. And that's the thing that's going to, you know, again, when somebody's set out a season, it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment. That adjustment period is over now. It's time for the regular season. It's time to get back to some serious skills competition. I'm not concerned about the wide receiver group as a whole. So I like what Meredith did during the course of the preseason as well.
Won another spot this year.
Yeah, he really did. But, you know, what I'm concerned about is the tight end situation and what's going to happen there. When the decision was made to move Martellus Bennett along, you know, and the only reason why I'm concerned about it is because of Miller's health. And is he going to be one of those guys that's finally going to, you know, stay a full season, stay healthy a full season? If not, then that's going to become an issue at some point.
Well, speaking of health, the good news from the health standpoint, the guy opposite from Kevin White, Alshon Jeffrey, except for a minor blip right before the preseason opener, which he did play in. Alshon Jeffrey ended up playing in the first three exhibitions before sitting out that finale. But we saw especially Jiggs in the New England game. Mm-hmm. Jay went to him early, a couple times often, and when he's in there, fully healthy, doing what he does, it really opens up the rest of the
offense. Well, you know, when you watch him play, you realize you're watching a professional. I mean, he's come a long, long way in terms of running his routes and doing all the little small things that make him an outstanding receiver. And you can tell also that connection's there between he and Jay. I'm looking forward to that developing with Kevin White. And hopefully we'll get to see a lot more of that very quickly. An early part of the season.
Let's go to the backfield now. 8 great years, no one can deny that, out of Matt Forte. He was a multifaceted weapon, very devoted to this franchise. Hit 30 years old, and the Bears decided to move on from him because basically John Fox's way, if you look at his past, is to have a multi-headed running back attack. So they go with the 4th-round draft pick and Kadeem Carey in the previous regime. His first 4th-round draft pick here, Ryan Pace, is in Jeremy Langford, and then the 5th-round pick from this year, Jordan Howard, who looks promising. But, Jiggs, the question is, Langford gets first crack at holding down this position. Is he going to be able to do that? They're talking about wanting him to have at least a little bit of stronger base and have better yards after contact.
Yeah, and, you know, he showed well during the preseason. The one thing that, you know, seems to be a little different about him this year as opposed to last is he's just very patient now with this running attack. You see him here waiting behind blocks, letting blocks develop, and then exploding down the field. And he's got a good, solid base between he and Howard. You see a really good, solid base running. What I mean by that is the guy, you know, his feet are not narrow and close together.
Oh, you're not talking baseball and base running?
No, okay. We had enough baseball for today. but you see him right there. One tackle is not going to bring him down. So he's going to make some yards after the catch. And Kadeem Carey, the thing about him is he's like a pure running back. And the thing that I like about him also, though, is it seems like you can depend on him in pass pro.